$500 in ride credits. Alto, the better way to ride share. Now I know y'all be loving this right here. All right, let's do the 1:30 news with Jake.
Take a damn out of
Racing Canes.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Gotta get to it.
Okay. Chicken.
All right, a couple of stories to stoke your old man fire. We were apart from one another for the first couple of weeks of July when the craze hit of tampering with food products in the store to go viral. The first one was the teen who licked the Bluebell and placed it back in the freezer. Initial reports were that she was going to be, I believe at the behest of our governor, tried as an adult for a felony, a 15-year-old, which is, to my mind, absolutely insane, considering I don't think any adults were tried for actually killing people with Listeria, but that's neither here nor there.
Because we're put.
So what would your punishment be?
I heard you
and TC talking about it, and TC is like, you should just give her a talking to, and that's ridiculous.
Or just give her the ice cream.
And you should have said, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think you should just give him a talking to, but I think you should probably do, you know, 500 hours of community service, maybe not even pay too much of a fine.
Okay, there should be some kind of major penalty.
Yeah, but I don't think you go to jail at 15 for...
I agree with that.
But you definitely have to pay some sort of penance to society, but locking up a 15-year-old girl for 10 years for licking a thing of ice cream is...
Well, you can try as an adult and still be sentenced to 500 hours or whatever, right?
Yeah, I guess. I think it's more likely for juvenile crimes, but
now, I don't think she should go to jail.
You know, a guy, and I believe in he's playing a song by the artist Juvenile every time we mention the word juvenile, and it's both brilliant and driving me insane at the same time. But we saw several other copycat crimes. A dude in Louisiana who was like 36 did it, and he should probably get a little bit of time.
No, I did that story.
He didn't?
He did it, but then he bought it. He was doing it for a bit. They arrested him and said, you're kind of like contributing, you're encouraging others to do this type thing. So I don't think he should go to jail. Right?
Well, I mean, I'm more okay with it if you're 36 than 15, but it still seems crazy.
But he did it, posted it, and then bought it. And they charged him with, like, doing it before he had bought it.
Okay.
They look for a loophole to punish him.
Well, it's invaded Texas. And I don't think this is the video that I saw a couple of weeks ago.
It started in Texas.
Okay, excuse me, yeah.
The girls started in Texas.
That's right. Where was it, like, down near Houston area? In Odessa, this has occurred. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for spitting in an Arizona iced tea bottle and putting it back on the shelf.
Did he video it?
See, I saw a video a couple weeks ago of someone spitting in an Arizona iced tea container and putting it back up, but that dude was not 15. This says that they caught this guy when a security officer saw it happening on, I guess, like the surveillance cameras in the back of the store, and they arrested him, and he is being charged with a second-degree felony in Odessa. So I don't know. But he admitted to spitting in the bottle. He said he took a drink of the tea and then put it back because it was gross. I'm not sure if that accounts for the...
Yeah, I'm not sure you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. The loogie.
The loogie that ended
up
I'm
not sure you're allowed to just taste something on the shelf to see if you like it. And then either put it back or go buy it.
I mean, at its core, you're trying to contaminate... On some level, something that is thought to be pure, right? For the public, for the general public, for a stranger to use. So while nobody thinks the death penalty makes sense here, if anyone's really suggesting a harsh talking to would be enough to...
I mean, her getting publicly shamed is probably about as bad as it's going to get for her, though.
When her followers,
every time she opens up...
The followers are going up.
And she opens up social media, she's getting... Death threats, probably.
Yeah, she'll probably commit suicide. And then that's what we all, you know, now she's just...
Isn't and it that's not what we don't want her dead. And you're making this into an old man thing, like, old people want her penalized. Like, shouldn't everybody?
Yeah.
You think someone who's 25 wants to open up ice cream that's been licked?
The old man thing, though, is interesting, though, only because it feels like it's in the category of why do we do this? Because it makes old people mad. Like, sure. Adults are mad that we're acting like this.
Yeah.
And they got a rise out of the adults in their town by doing this on social media. Hey, I'm going to try it over here, too. I bet you the adults in my life will be really annoyed, and there's nothing a kid loves more than annoying the adults.
But again, don't.
Is this better than singing songs with the N-word in it?
Is this
That's
better
what we do in my
than
town.
Sitting singing songs?
But again, just
get a rise out of the adults.
Don't look behind the curtain too hard at when food and beverage companies do things that literally kill people or give them cancer. They just sort of make money, and no one gets in trouble for that. And it's
people's history of the United States.
All right, we got to do one more real quick one here. This is definitely old man, because I'm going to count myself in this group, and I think I might be part of the problem. Lego, the company, commissioned a poll on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing in the UK, in China, and in the United States, where they asked teenagers, I don't have a specific age, but they gave them options on what they would like to be when they grow up. They had the option of astronaut, teacher, musician, professional athlete, or vlogger YouTuber. In China, 56% of students ranked astronaut number one. They 18% ranked YouTuber last. In both the U.S. and United Kingdom, 11% rated astronaut last, while 30% and 29% rated YouTuber vlogger as number one.
So that's the number one goal for today's youth. To be a YouTuber.
It's almost doubling up pro athlete and tripling up astronaut, while as China, their top two are astronaut and teacher, with pro athlete and vlogger as their bottom two. Now,
the tipping point was when Ninja's income per month got out. That ruined an entire generation of young.
You're not saying ninjas in China.
I was going to say.
You're saying Ninja the YouTuber.
Ninja the.
Because you said ninja, like that was a profession in China.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They moved off of
that profession?
The martial arts.
That's what I want to be.
I guess I'll go to space.
You mean like Jake Paul?
If I can't throw stars as knives, then
I would. Yeah, now I don't want to do this.
Beat me up.
I would be so thrilled if my kid told me he wanted to be a ninja when he grew up compared to him wanting to actually be Ninja.
The person.
The guy on Twitch playing Fortnite.
Right. Okay, that makes sense,
Because you had to
half a mil a month.
They're all making $500,000 a month, Dad. What do you make, loser?
At least the United Kingdom is walking arm in arm into the ocean, into the apocalypse with us.
And now,
as Chinese students all want to be astronauts.
They all want to be ninjas.
Now, Bryce Harper makes $300 million.
Man.
But does your son say, man, that looks a lot like a harder road to get to be that than to be the YouTuber?
Anybody can YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, then you don't have to go to baseball games every single day forever when it's like 100 degrees.
Like the whole world is.
Sit on your beanbag.
The whole world is morphing into the movie Airheads before our very eyes.
Yeah. Airheads and Idiocracy are crescendoing, but not early. All right. And there's the news.
Yay!
Ninjas income.
Google's how much do ninjas make?
How about a sports sesh next?